The annual North American International Auto Show is underway in Detroit, and the public was let in over the holiday weekend.
Before that, more than 35,000 industry professionals and members of the media attended what are called industry preview days. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com, was among them.
During the press days, it gets pretty wild. It is as much show business as it is car business. Chrysler has transformed the auto shows into this sort of wild and wacky event. They had one where they brought in a star from Desperate Housewives, but probably the most wonderful event was for the preview, an otherwise fairly normal SUV, but they dumped more confetti than I have seen in a Detroit blizzard. As a matter of fact, it took quite a while to see the car. Maybe that's what they had in mind. Maybe they didn't really want you to take a close look at it.
Okay, let's get past the showmanship. Does Detroit actually have anything to sell this year?
Yeah, there's an awful lot. If we're talking about the big three in specific, we saw a lot of concepts, which we think will be largely showing up in dealerships in the next couple of years. But Detroit really had to roll out some critical product because it's time for them to use product to make a turnaround. Ford came out with the Edge, a critical new product, which is what is called a crossover. We saw
what's a crossover?
Aspen. Well, crossovers are this hard-to-define category. Most of them look like SUVs, but they're built on car chassis, the platforms that a vehicle rides on. What's critical about that is they tend to be lower, lighter, more fuel efficient, they handle better, and generally they don't have as much of the safety issues that a lot of people are concerned about with SUVs, rollovers, or what happens when they run into another passenger car.
At last year's auto show, you were telling us about a competition over trucks, which were continuing to sell well despite concerns about rising gas prices. What's the competition now?
Well, there's a lot of competition. In fact, what we are waiting to see later this year is the next generation Toyota pickup truck. Certainly the Japanese are moving more and more aggressively into the truck market, and Detroit is desperately trying to hang on to it with a new range of, say, GM full-size sport utility vehicles and others. Ford, for example, showed a prototype called the Super Chief, which isn't just named after, but apparently must have been modeled after that old locomotive. It's huge.
Now, Paul, this is the Detroit Auto Show, but as I understand it, foreign automakers also show up. What did you see?
Oh, the great thing about this show is that it is not a Detroit. It's not a big three show. The Japanese were in force here. Two of the most important previews included products from Toyota. There was the next generation Camry, which is going to be a powerhouse, in part because they are mainstreaming the hybrid technology that they've introduced, not just with specialty vehicles like the Prius, but now they're going to have a hybrid Camry. Then there was the Lexus LS 460, which is the next generation of their flagship luxury car. There's a long version, which is designed to go up against the absolute top-line version of the Mercedes-Benz S-Class, and I think it's going to do a darn good job. This car is so smart, it has an ottoman in the rear seat that will extend when somebody sits down. They even have a new system that will not only tell the temperature inside the car, but tell your body temperature. As one of their executives said, he has no idea and doesn't want to know where they're putting the probe.
Paul, what was the Chinese contribution?
Well, this was interesting. One of the most attended press conferences, and one of the last, was for a little Chinese car company called Geely. It was not even on the main show floor. It was stuck back in the corner of Cobo Hall. But the reason for all the interest is obvious. We've seen the South Koreans come in and cut into the Japanese share. Now the Chinese want to be a big powerhouse here. We'll see with Geely, which is trying to hit the market sometime around 2007, 2008. Their initial aspirations are small. They want to sell about 25,000 cars a year here, but they're looking to get up to 100,000 very quickly. If the Chinese hit, and it won't be easy, they could rewrite the rules the way the Koreans have and the Japanese before them.
How do you spell Geely?
G-E-E-L-Y.
What kind of a car is it?
It's somewhere between the subcompact, compact class.
Starting small at a very big show. Paul Eisenstein, thanks very much.
Great to be with you.
Paul's a regular guest on this program and publisher of TheCarConnection.com.